So, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, we learn the laws of Tachanun. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Seif Bet, Nefilat Apayim Yushav Elo Me'uman. We should say Tachanun, sitting and not standing. The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's Kabbalistic reasons why we're supposed to say it sitting. And I've heard it explained that we're supposed to serve God through standing, through sitting, through leaning, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, served God in all these prayed to God in all these different ways. Each one symbolizes a different emotion that we're conjuring up. So too, we need to sit when we do Tachanun. The Mishnah Berurah writes that in a zman dachuk, like a tough situation, for example, if someone behind you is davening Shemona Esrei, you're not really supposed to sit, and other similar situations, then in this shatat chak, you can stand and say Tachanun. But in general, you should try to sit and lean. Now, there are a number of exceptions. First off, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Ramah brings down, that we only lean when we have an Aron. If there's no Aron with the Sefer Torah, then we don't lean. Because there's an idea mentioned in Yehoshua that when you're, but with the Aron, it's before Hashem, and you only do that kind of coda leaning before Hashem if there's an Aron. No Aron, there's no leaning. And I remember that was a psak when I was a kid. I always had this discussion, and I remember someone pointing out, no, don't put your head down, because there's no Aron. Now, there are a number of exceptions to this. First off, if you can see the Aron, even if you're not in the shul, that's good enough to do Tachanun, to lean. Another situation, if you have an Aron but no Sefer Torah, that too counts according to some. And others say if you have a Sefer Torah without an Aron, that also counts. Now, what if you have books there that are always there but not Sefer Torah? There too, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is the one who allows one to do Tachanun. He himself would do Tachanun because it takes the place of the Torah. Very fascinating. Another exception is in Yerushalayim. The Minag in Yerushalayim, Rav Tuk Kaczynski writes, is that you always do Tachanun because you're always standing before Hashem in Yerushalayim. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach feels like that really should only be Old City Yerushalayim between the walls. But nonetheless, the minhag is anywhere in Yerushalayim. I don't know if that's really the minhag everywhere. I've seen different places like in Katamon where they don't do Tachanun, where there's no Aron, but it seems to be a machlokas. There's what to rely upon to do Tachanun anywhere in Yerushalayim. In any case, the inyan of leaning before Hashem is like after your davening is over to just mamish, put your heart out and say whatever you haven't had a chance to say and just be real with God, like Moshe Rabbeinu kind of falling on the floor and saying oi, or like Yeshua falling on the floor and I, where this whole leaning thing started, to throw those extra tefillot in there that you didn't have a chance to say during your Shemoneh Esrei that you forgot to say. One more interesting Tachanun halacha is the Mishnah Berurah writes that we don't say Tachanun in Bein Hashmashos, that's between Shkia and Seis, I believe. Nonetheless, oh, we do say Tachanun, I'm sorry, we do say Tachanun. Nonetheless, Rav Eliyashiv writes that the Minhag in Yerushalayim there too is not to say Tachanun after Shkia, because it's a different time of more dinim. And I was just at Mincha yesterday at the Orach Chaim Shul, and indeed, remarkable not to say Tachanun. I lied, I have to say. One more interesting halacha. So the minhag, of course, is that when a chassan is with the minyan, we don't say tachanun because we're rejoicing with him. Which means that you should sing and dance with the chassan. You shouldn't just, oh, there's a chassan there. You should, you know, I've sometimes seen minyans at the kotel where we dance and sing, and sometimes, okay, the chassan's there, and you just move on with life. No, you should dance and sing with him. The Mishnah Berurah writes, a chassan, therefore, all 7 days, there's no tachanun. Therefore, you shouldn't try to burden people with not saying tachanun, because if he's there, there's no tachanun. It seems to be the minhag by us, just the opposite. Bring the chasam there so we don't have to say tachanun. Which, I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but I think it's a beautiful thing that we want more simcha. And hopefully we take that time that we're not saying tachanun to sing and dance with the chasam and bring our rejoicing as a tachanun offering before Hashem. Those are some of the interesting halachot in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Bet through Dalid, for the sake of the Refuah Shleima of Tinoch Arach, Ben Esther. Should it be a time of beseeching our souls before Hashem. A little bit of broken soul every day, a little bit of tachanun will open up our hearts to receive joy all day long. Have a great day from the Kaiso area.